Are you a man but turned off by monster trucks? Have you ever watched Desperate Housewives of Beverly Hills? Have you forgotten how to scratch yourself? If so, talk to your doctor, because you could be one of the 10 million men suffering in silence from a condition known as menopause. Menopause afflicts men over the age of 40 and men who are married, and is one of the leading causes of depression, loss of manliness, and the popularity of movies starring Channing Tatum. But there is hope. Girly Man No More. Girly Man No More has been scientifically and clinically proven to increase manliness. Talk to your doctor and see if Girly Man No More is right for you. Girly Man No More should be used only as directed by your physician. Possible side effects may include death, sudden loss of limbs, temporary disembowelment, rage, clammy hands, hairy palms, hearing voices, busy signals, projectile vomiting, constant diarrhea, permanent constipation, extreme attraction to squirrels, and fear of walking. Girly Man No More is not for men who are pregnant or who may become pregnant. Do not take Girly Man No More if you have hands or if you're currently taking any other medication. So talk to a doctor or call now for a free trial. Girly Man No More, also available in a topical cream. But that's just wrong.
Hi, kids. Have you ever wanted a sugary cereal and your mom never bought it for you? Well, now as a part of this delicious breakfast, Post Cereal brings you a cereal for children of all ages and yes, even those pesky immature adults in your family. It'll make you crack and pop. Listen to some of the happy folks that have tried our snowy wonderland of a cereal.
Hi, my name's Kenny. I'm from Fontana. Man, I used to get so mad at my mom and dad, they wouldn't buy me any of the good cereals. One day, this new cereal came out and it was for free, and my dad said, "Hey, that lazy son of a gun in his room can't do nothing but watch video games. He's failing in school. Let's get this new cereal." Man, after one bowl, I was raking the grass, delivering newspapers, going to school early. Man, I would lay countless hours in my room rearranging posters on my walls. Thanks, Crackin' Pops. I love you.
Start your morning out with a bang. Crackin' Pops cereal is part of your nutritious breakfast and is loaded with all kinds of ingredients that make depressed adults forget about all their problems.
I used to think that kids' cereals were just for kids, but I work a double graveyard. I got four kids. One night I was too tired from making lovin's to the wife, playing baseball with the kids, having to drive around, do a double shifter. I decided one night, I'm gonna have me a bowl of cereal before I go to work. What the heck, the kids are asleep, the wife barely getting up. I doubt I get my eggs before I'm out the door. It's already 2 a.m, had a nice bowl of Crackin' Pops. Heck, I worked 3 shifts straight. I came home, did the grass, I even washed the car, I did the laundry, I took the kids to the batting cages. Crackin' Pops, that stuff is crackin', man. I'll sell my soul for a bowl of Crackin' Pops.
So get your box of Crackin' Pops cereal today and show those nasty energy drink companies that they've got nothing on you, because you've got Crackin' Pops cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast.
Take me back to the glory days, back to the
age.
Oh, take me back, I
want
to go back to the
age. 1.21 gigawatts!
You are listening to the one and only Back to the 80s Radio. I am Toscano from Toscano and Chang. Hope you had a great, great entrance to 2022. Of course, we can't do the show without the man who is a legend and a myth in his very own mind. A man who has had more encounters with glam metal frontmen than anyone I know. A man who has been seen late at night at Super A Foods, shopping for condoms. Here, at Back to the 80s, we call him the Chang. Chang,
that's right.
How the heck are you? Happy 2022, my friend.
My brother, my partner in crime, my favorite Italian, besides Chef Boyardee, and all our beautiful listeners of Back to the 80s, wherever you may be, it's been a long time. A happy belated New Year's and merry belated Christmas. And a happy belated Hanukkah. Most of you are probably struggling with your New Year's resolutions. As for myself, I gave up giving things up because it's not worth the failure. Now, Toscano, did you give anything up as a New Year's resolution?
Well, apparently, and for those of you who do not know, apparently I gave up my health because It's been an interesting ride, my friend. And for everybody and all 80s fans out there and everybody who's a fan of Back to the 80s Radio and have been wondering, where the heck have these two guys, these two bozos, gone?
Where these fools gone?
And I want to tell you, but before I tell you, I want to give some shout outs because I did promise Ted Richardson a big shout out.
Teddy boy.
Ted Richardson from Facebook. We were commenting back and forth on a post that we put on there regarding the simpler times of the 80s. And we kicked it off with some comments. And so, Ted, a big shout out to you from both Chang and myself and Back to the 80s Radio. And we hope you're having a blast keeping the nostalgia of the 80s alive.
Now, explain to our listeners that maybe didn't see the picture of the sequence and the beauty of that picture.
So basically, the picture, and it's a beautiful high-resolution picture, which if you click on it and it expands, it goes all over, you know, all over the screen. It shows the picture of the Sunset Strip, so you got traffic going to and from both directions, and it's on Sunset Strip, and you can see the signs of the street that say Clark Street, St. Vincent, Larrabee, and then you can see the billboards, both on the left and right side. On the left, it's Against All Odds. On the right, it's Air Supply, mm-hmm. Chang's favorite band. They're going to be in concert. Oh, yes. And then down on the right side, it says The Central, which today is the Viper Room. You can see the gas station prices, $1.08, Chang. $1.08 a gallon for unleaded.
Yes.
And now what are we paying here in the U.S.?
Here in Southern California, we're getting raped for almost $5.
Almost $5 a gallon.
Violated.
And we weren't even taken out to dinner. And you know
what the funny thing is? We're being violated, and yet no one even offers us dinner.
Right.
No one brushes our hair to the side and kisses us on the cheek. They don't caress us and tell us sweet nothings. They just stick it to us, bend us over the pump, and they stick it to us. Could I be any more graphic?
No, that they do, because it's the truth. Now, I understand that all over the world, you may be listening, and maybe you guys pay more of gas. I know that in some countries in Europe, they're paying as high as $8 a gallon. Back in the 80s, how much, wherever you're from, how much were you paying a gallon of gas back in the 80s? And, you know, we were paying here $1.08, and those times have never, ever come back, my friend. And it's the post that we put on our Facebook page, and that's where I got to meet Ted Richardson by posting. And so I told him I was going to give him a shout out. He is, by the way, a graduate of Marshwood High School in Elliott, Maine. And he said he spent his days daydreaming about the Sunset Strip.
I lived it, breathed it. I was it. Great times. That's all I could say.
Yeah. I really appreciate everybody listening and that takes the time that even though Toscano and Chang have been off air for over a month. And now let me tell you the reason why, because both Chang and I have some stories for you. And we're not even going to take our initial break here this day. Because we just want to spend some time with you, you know, wherever you're listening to us from. You may be at work, maybe you're at school, or maybe you're doing exercise, maybe you're just driving in the car, or maybe you're just kicking back at home. Whatever you're doing, we want to kind of give you some of the stuff that we went through so far. We got COVID. It was horrible. And those of you who have experienced COVID, we feel fortunate that we did come out of this alive and that we did come out of this without some of the repercussions that a lot of people do have. So we're thankful for that. However, we are now part of this community that has had COVID and that can tell you, honestly, this is not like some people say, oh, it's just like the flu or just like the cold. I went through the fevers, the chills, the backaches. I went through the lack of being able to breathe as well as I normally am. And it really got, you know, it got my wife. It got myself. We are fortunate that even though we have two young guys here, our two boys, 16 and 18, they were touched very briefly from COVID, and they came out fine. And we're on the way out now. We just have that pesky lingering cough. And on top of that, now I got another family member. I got my mother in the hospital. She recently had a stroke, and she's got COVID. So I tell you, this new year just hasn't started off on the right foot. So I don't know what to tell you, bro. But it not only attached itself to us, it also made its way
through Chang and some of the people he loves as well. Right, Chang?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Christmas, after Christmas was tough. You know, I'm not waving the flag for Toscano and I, but we're going through the same thing as everybody else. This virus is taking its toll on everybody. My children, family members have gotten this virus. I recently lost another friend of mine in Southern California from the virus. In his 50s, this is no joke. This is not a political ploy, one party against another party, not at all. This is something serious. And the reason we're talking about it tonight, because, you know, not only me and Toscano are going through this, but everybody else out there has known somebody or personally gone through this. And we bring it back out on Back to the 80s, because it's in a bit, it's reminiscent of the 80s with the AIDS epidemic. A certain part of freedom, or everyday freedom, that we go without thinking about or acknowledging has been taken away. Nowadays, with the COVID, we have to wear masks. We have to be aware of our surroundings, make sure that we are pretty healthy and fit, vaccinated. Be aware of who's around us. Back in the 80s, the freedom of any type of blood work, we had to be in fear of blood transfusions.
For a lot of people back then in the 80s, their liberty or their ability to live life as they once did was taken away because of that disease. And in that same way, you know, we're going through this terrible stage of life, and the entire world is suffering in this case as we experiment with something that we've never experimented with, kind of like back in the 80s, that the introduction of AIDS started exploding and they had never experienced anything like that before. Now, it was limited to certain portions of the country, certain portions of the community. I understand that. And in our case with COVID, it's the entire world. So it is the feeling of your liberties being taken away. And it's not been taken away by the government at all. It's been taken away by a disease that, whether it was man-made or not, I can tell you that it's touched every person in some way on earth. I just count my blessings that we made it out alive. I feel even the amount of sadness and the amount of compassion that I have for people who have lost their loved ones. You know, I've lost loved ones as well because of COVID. Mm-hmm. I feel so attached to those people that have lost their loved ones, and I totally feel for you. And here at Back to the 80s, we want to tell you that, you know, that we love you guys. We understand what you guys are going through, because both Chang and myself have lost people that we love. So that is, in short, the story of why we haven't been on air. And one of those things that we want to talk about, Chang, is that we need the involvement of our fans. So wherever you're listening to us, we want to involve you in Back to the 80s, to be a part of a community that is that's keeping the 80s alive. If we can make one person through hard times crack a smile and forget about all of their troubles, at least for a little while, we're doing a part. Going to our Back to the 80s Radio Patreon page. You could even do it through our Facebook page. You can go through our, send us a private message in Facebook and talk to us. But with anything that you guys can afford on a monthly basis to help us out, to help keep this show going, and to keep allowing us to bring those 80s memories to you.
Yeah, you know what? Anybody out there, I mean, come on, everybody, we've all fallen upon tough times, especially with COVID. On top of that, just the cost of living, the struggle to hold on to a job, the struggle to pay, you know, your bills monthly and survive. You know, if you're able to be a little bit more fortunate and kick in to help us out, you know, we're trying to create a vibe here to bring radio back from the past. We're doing this because this is something of passion and kind of a calling for both Toscano and I. We both really firmly believe in the more humor and nostalgia we can bring to you to make you feel a little bit better than you did when you pressed play to listen to us, then that's what it's all about. So if you can kick down anything, we greatly appreciate it. And don't think of it as like, I'm going to kick these two fools down some cash to keep it going. No, we'll keep it going, but we want to magnify the whole entire universe that listen to us to make everybody feel a little bit better through all the crap that we go through.
We're going to be right back. We're going to take a couple seconds out at the one and only Back to the 80s Radio.
Like a creature of the night.
Back to the 80s.
Hey, this is Laurie Miller from the first and original expose, and you're listening to Back to the 80s Radio.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s, hosted by Toscano and Chang. I hope you brought your big boy pants. It's going to be a wild ride. Speaking of wild, it's the Italian with his shirt off. Now that's wild.
Hey, you know who I miss, and we haven't, I can't wait to talk with him. We might be able to call him. I'm not sure if he's going to be available, but I haven't talked to Rod Steele lately. And do you have any idea if he's going to be available today?
You know what? I haven't talked to Rod since before New Year's, actually.
I know. I mean, do you mind if we call him?
No, I don't mind. I tried to get a hold of him. I wanted him to do something with a little bit of the gray before the New Year's. You know, I was taking the little woman out for a New Year's extravaganza.
Wait a second. You just went all 80s on me. You just called your wife the little woman.
The little woman. Well, do you remember, actually, come on, bro.
There used to be a commercial. It was for like anti-drunk commercial.
How many nights have you lain awake waiting? Afraid that he might not make it home, but dreading the moment he does. If you're living with an alcoholic, call Starting Point, the medically supervised inpatient treatment program that works.
Where is everybody?
Call Starting Point now. Isn't it time you put an end to the nightmare?
Ah, the little woman.
Starting Point. Alcoholism treatment that works.
Well, I get it. But you just went all 80s out on us. Rod Steele is Chang's hairstylist. And I mean, he used to do my hair too, but no, we've kind of grown apart because we all moved to different areas. And Chang is now.
Oh, wait a minute.
Chang lives very far now.
I just texted him. Okay. Now, no, he is. I have a message here from his assistant, Patrick.
Oh, okay.
And yes, now Rod is a little bit busy at the present moment.
Right.
He's self-indulged. Patrick states that he is under the influence of who knows what.
Wow.
He is now wearing a cheetah brassiere that was underneath a cheetah blazer.
Nice.
So, Patrick said, if you want, we can call Patrick's line and then try to get Rod. It might be a bit noisy because they're at some type of a
hair salon or something
coming out birthday party.
Nice. So, well, I mean, do you mind? Let's call him up.
No, you know what? Let's see. Patrick knows who I am. Patrick's been to my house
all
many
right,
occasions.
So hold on. Let's call him up right now. Yeah, is this Patrick?
Hi, this is Patrick. Who is this?
Hi, Patrick. Chang? This is actually Toscano from Toscano and Chang at Back to the 80s Radio.
Oh,
how are you?
Scrumptious is delightful. You fellows are like Twinkies.
Why
you get
is that?
The spongy cake in the cream field. Hold on 1 minute. Let me get two vodka tonics. A bottle of Chablis.
We were trying to reach Rod Steele. We know he's indisposed right now.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get him. Toscano, what's your name? Testicle is your name?
No, my name is Toscano. Thank you for it.
Rod. Hold on. Rod's coming.
Happy belated New Year's.
Hi, Rod.
I am at a fantastic party.
Hey.
The guys and the girls are as hot as an Oscar Mayer hot dog.
Why does it sound like you're in slow motion?
It's because I'm on
ecstasy, Toscano. Oh.
So, you know what? You didn't have to take the phone call. If you're indisposed, you're indisposed.
No. What would I do if my two favorite bitches didn't call me every now and then? And you bitches have not been in the studio to get neither one of your hair done. I don't want to hear this COVID-movid. No. No.
Well, Ron, I got to tell you, atrocious. I did have...
Look at your hair. You look like alfalfa got prison raped at Yellowstone Bar with that hair.
Well, you haven't been
able
to help me out.
If Joan Rivers was alive to see your hair, she would barf. Oh, well, my God.
Rod, I haven't
your
seen
hair,
you because I had COVID.
Silence. Be quiet. I don't want to hear the COVID moment. Where's Chang?
He's right here.
Oh, my God. Oh, I saw the split ends before I seen him come into the room. It looks like somebody did something about Mary all over his own hair.
Let me ask you something.
You fellas look terrible.
Rod.
Patrick, damn you. A fresh drink now.
Rod, have you had a great 2022 so far?
I've had 22 young men, and it's not even done with January.
All right, Rod. Well,
tonight I'll be at 27.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I said it here.
All right. Well, you have a good one. Thank you for...
Hector, Johnny, Consuelo, I'm coming. There.
Rod Steele, ladies and gentlemen. Rod Steele. Let's talk a little bit about some of the nostalgic memories of the 80s.
Well, this goes back to the 70s because I was an altar boy back in the 70s. Remember, I graduated from
Motley Crue
eighth grade in 1979 from St. Benedict. Benedict's took me from second grade to eighth grade. And then my education took place at Montebello High School from ninth grade to 12th grade, where I like to say the rebirthing took form.
So big shout out to Montebello High then.
Yes, big shout out to all my Order fan, all my Order brothers and sisters out there.
What were some of the things that stood out from your high school days right before you graduated in 83?
I would probably have to go back to going to Friday night football games after I had quit that football kind of brotherhood. And I joined a crew of all my crazy ass buddies called Boys League.
Sounds
and
like
we would sit in the bleachers and we would all wear sunglasses and we would chant X-rated cheers.
Well, I was gonna say it sounded like an X-rated movie. Boys League sounds like an X-rated movie.
Yeah we were crazy. I'll give you our song really quick. Are you ready for this?
Not really, but okay.
We are the boys of Boys League. We don't dance, we don't date. If she doesn't give it up, we will masturbate.
That was seriously your song?
That's a cheer that we would scream out on Friday night during the varsity football games in between the camaraderie and the fans singing in and cheering. And when the band would come on, we would always kind of cater our little song to whatever song the band was playing. And we would make sure it was loud and proud. Now you have to take, there was probably 30 to 40 of us. We all used to partake in getting pretty shredded before going to the game. We wore sunglasses. Yeah, it was crazy. A lot of us were, the rockers and rollers, the bad bloods. A lot of us were former athletes of the high school. So Boys League, yeah, we were crazy. So we had a good time in high school during Boys League.
Nice.
I cannot tell you some of the things that we did, but yeah, we got Bob's Big Boy and took him and put him on the roof of our high school.
Wait a second.
Graduated.
So you got the mascot from Bob's Big Boy restaurants. Did you one? You did like what Mark and Brian did and trying to send.
Yeah,
one
but
to...
we put a Hitler mustache on him, sprayed him up like he had a black leather jacket. Yeah, we were crazy. If I could script a movie of my life, definitely Boys League in Montebello High School. That era would be a preference, a very big footnote in the movie of my life. We did some crazy things.
Did you ever make a teacher cry?
Oh, yeah, man. We had a teacher, but this goes back to the 70s. We were at St. Benedict's, and we had this, she was an older lady. Her name was Mrs. Fur. And they used to, they gave this poor old lady the hell job of teaching us religion. And like, we were just like badass kids, man, in St. Patrick's. And she had no control. And we knew that. She was very soft-spoken. We were very rambunctious. You know, we ruled the school. And she would be trying to talk to us in class, and we would get irate. And she would like, didn't know how to contain us. So she would close her eyes and bust out a Bible and put her hands over the Bible. And she would be, I'm going to pray that this class calms down and that you kids learn how to be quiet and have respect. And all this time she would be praying, right, and with her eyes closed, and we'd be throwing notebooks and books and pencils and erasers and pens and who knows what across at each other. We'd be standing on the desks doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and we would bring this woman to tears.
Well, yeah.
And she would cry and pray. And we were relentless, but that was, we also had a teacher named Mr. Naso, and he had a problem with his feet. So he had some surgery done, and he had the tops of his shoes cut out, right? So it would, I guess the surgery across his toes. And when he would tell us something, we didn't like it, we would step on his feet on the way out of class.
You guys sucked. In my eighth grade class, we had a teacher, Mr. Elmendorf from Los Nietos Junior High. Santa Fe. And the most hilarious thing is this was our science class. The entire school hated the guy. I mean, so we were in his class, and next to the wall, we had wall electrical outlets. And I told my friend Mark, that's when Mark and I met. And we actually had met 1 year before that. So I told Mark, check this out. I'm going to stick a pencil inside the outlet, see what happens. And so I stuck a pencil, and the entire room did. I short-circuited something, and the entire lights turned off in the room. And they had to come out and bring the engineer on duty and fix what I had short-circuited. And he caught me. And I also got Mark in trouble, because we were always getting in trouble in his room. So he said, Mark, Mario, there's another check on your citizenship grade. Go to the office. And so Mark and I would leave the class, go right past the office and out the front door of the school.
Nice. Good times.
Anyway, good times. This is Back to the 80s Radio. We're going to be right back. Don't go away. There's a lot more where that came from.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Welcome to Blockbuster Video. Blockbuster Video gives you over 10,000 videos to choose from in over 30 different categories. And with our new Blockbuster Movie Previews video, you can sample the excitement of up to 50 Blockbuster videos at a time, absolutely free. While viewing at home, just use the rental reminder card we've included with the Previews cassette to list the movies you want to rent and their categories. Keep it in your wallet, next to your Blockbuster membership card. Then, the next time you're at Blockbuster Video, the movies you've listed will be easy to remember and find. Just check the movies off as you rent them. It's Blockbuster Video's way of making it simple and convenient for you to be selective in choosing movies for your entire family. Now, let Blockbuster Video sneak you into the movies.
If they were a laxative, they'd be so powerful, you could stand on your head and shit on the ceiling.
That position would not only be unavailing, but also undignified.
And now, back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
This is Back to the 80s Radio. This is Toscano from Toscano and Chang. Thank you guys for joining us back. Now we have a current situation that's developing, Chang. And it's very reminiscent of the scare that we had back in the early 80s, where we thought, and I was in elementary school back then, we thought that we were going to go to war against Russia. You know, remember that time when there was just all these rumors of wars about talking that literally Russia was going to attack us. Well, now there's something brewing. Russia, as far as what I've heard in the news, you know, don't quote me on this, but apparently they want to overthrow the Ukrainian leadership.
Yeah.
Somebody who's pro-Putin in place of whoever it is now. The United States has warned Russia that if you do that, there's going to be some real serious consequences. Russia sent a little over 100,000 troops to the border, and apparently they're getting ready to invade Ukraine at any time. What did the U.S. do? They started sending basically weapons to the Ukraine to help them out, and they're on the verge of, or they're getting ready to send 8,000 troops from the U.S. to send them there as well to get ready to protect. But I mean, come on. The Russians, on their first move, sent over 100,000 troops. We're going to send 8,000 troops? That's not a good thing.
You know what? No. You know, we could take this back to the 80s. You know, with the fear we had back then, you know, with, oh man, so much turmoil back in the 80s with the Russian government, how they were trying to overthrow and you know, push forward with their beliefs. They were going through their own power struggle as they were going through their own change of electing a new official, which official was going to be better. We have the Reagan-Bush era back then. We had that great song by Sting, you know, Do the Russians Love Their Children Too? And it's crazy how everything kind of repeats itself as we go through life decade to decade. But some of these things, these evils and these fears never, ever really seem to go away. They may mask themselves, but they never go away. And here we are looking at something as devastating as this. You know, another, what I call a penis war between the leaders of the entities of the world. You know, the powers of America, the powers of China, Korea, Japan, Russia. Once again, just trying to prove that who is the most powerful, and they put so many of us at risk.
Right, and this is not to say anything bad about the people in Russia. We love you guys that are in Russia, and we love you guys that are in the Ukraine as well. We know that we have lots of listeners.
It has nothing to do with the people.
But we just can't believe that what our own leaders are doing just to flex a muscle. Now, I understand very little, you know, about what's going on. I try not to watch any more news. It's bad enough with how serious life and with the things that life throws at you to be watching more bad news. But this development is something that we all need to keep an eye on because thankfully, it didn't result in much in the 80s, but we're not in the 80s anymore.
No.
And who knows what's going to happen. I'm just, you know what, though? I am thankful that we don't have somebody else in power that's crazy enough to just, you know, let's just go ahead and threaten Russia. We'll see what happens.
We have global warming. People don't want to acknowledge that. People want to think that's a farce. But if you look at the way weather structure is, we're getting rains that are devastating areas that never got rain. We're getting snow in areas that didn't get snow. We're getting heat to high magnitudes where it wasn't that hot, which is odd because part of the reason why we have not been on air since before Christmas was due to weather.
Right.
Where I reside and where you reside. You know, I'm dedicated to Southern California, Puerto Los Angeles all the way. It's my hometown, but I don't live there anymore. And where I live, the effects of global warming and the seasons have changed to where they're not being identified month to month in the same sequence. We had devastating weather out here. And when it snows where I'm at, or I get high winds, high rain, I can't get any signal, so I'm pretty much cast out into the forest, you know, along with the COVID. So it's very reminiscent of what we're going through, similar to some of the scenarios in the 80s, you know, with the crises of the wars, possible wars, invasions, two of the big powers of the free world going up against each other, threatening to battle each other for one entity to take over another entity. I mean, it's ridiculous.
We've lived through this before, and it just gets you sick and tired, and you just wish that people would learn to live in peace. But you know, you're talking about global warming. I read an article in the New York Times. This happened last year, but now there is an iceberg. It's the size of Puerto Rico, and it broke off the edge of Antarctica, the world's largest iceberg. And it's, and I guess this thing, this big old iceberg, is melting into the ocean, and apparently it's going to start raising the levels. Do you read about that?
You know what, dude? I've been keeping my eye on this, and now it's more so out in the mainstream of news, but this is something that I've been watching probably for the last couple of years, that I've been aware of this, and it has been happening inch by inch, but now it's at a level to where it's more noticeable and people are paying more attention. This is scary. I'm not going into being a religious leader right now. I'm not a preacher. Everything that's going on in society is a little bit scary. It's reminiscent of the Book of Revelations, the Mayan calendar. And the sad thing is, we have created and allowed all this to happen, just as we did in the 80s. But in the 80s, it's very similar to now. A lot of people played mute and faint and distant and didn't want to pay attention to the real realities of the free world. So now we went from the 80s to not paying attention to where it was getting jacked up, to now we're this generation of watching it actually be jacked up and possibly be the end of us.
You know, one of the things that, as an 80s lover and just someone who loves all his 80s memories, all those people that we recently have been losing from the entertainment business have been, I mean, they're from before the 80s, but we grew up watching these people on TV. About a week ago, we lost Meatloaf.
And Bob Saget.
And Bob Saget, man. We're talking, this is a person who was like America's dad back in the 80s as well, remember?
Yeah. And one of the funniest, rankest, most craziest improv comics of his generation.
You know, we did lose Meatloaf, but did you know that in April of 2021, the composer and writer of Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell, his name is Jim Steinman, he died.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yep. Also, former Judas Priest drummer John Hinch died April 29th, 2021.
Yeah, I knew that.
The ever so lovely Tawny Kitaen, if you've seen Bachelor Party, the movie Bachelor Party, or some of the videos with White Snake.
She was goddess. In White Snake.
I mean, amazing. She died May 7th, 2021. Former Skid Row singer Johnny Solinger died June 26th of 2021. Dusty Hill from ZZ Top, he was the bassist.
All right.
He died in July 28th of 2021. And I'll mention a couple more, but Jeff LaBar, he was the guitarist for Cinderella, died in July 14th. And the keyboardist for Cinderella, Carrie Corbet, died July 14th as well. So
it's almost like the Great Spirit has a plan.
Yeah, it's...
Like there's a big concert going on up there. So he's got to make sure he's get some more good ones down here before hell takes over and burns us all to hell.
Tell me about that. Let's go on to talk about something brighter of the 80s.
What do you got,
bro? And I wanted to talk about the differences in food that we used to get back then, and maybe some of the stores that we used to go to, but differences in food, like fast food places. Do you ever notice that the food, let's take, for example, the most popular one of all. Let's take McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Don't you remember that McDonald's gave you bigger food back then in the 80s? It was just bigger. I used to order a regular quarter pounder. This is before they started making the double quarter pounders. You would order a quarter pounder, fries, and a drink, and you would be, I mean, absolutely stuffed. And we had a big hunger back then as teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were burning calories like nuts. And now, I mean, my kids that are teenagers and are in sports, they get this, once in a while, they'll get that quarter pounder combo, a double. And it's the size of a little cheeseburger.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's funny? I was just saying this to Mrs. Chang the other day. We went to Taco Bell. We only went, hunger, quickness. usually I don't like to get my Mexican food from such a area or a place like that. But we went over there, and I remember I got a burrito supreme, and this thing was like my hand was bigger than the burrito supreme.
Yeah,
and
don't
I remember
start me on that,
back
man.
In the day, that thing used to extend your fingertips from your palm.
It used to be humongous. That burrito supreme was huge.
The only thing supreme was the price they charged me.
Yeah, I ordered one burrito supreme that comes with a taco supreme. It's like a combo.
Okay.
And the taco is bigger than the burrito.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Almost the same damn size.
But there were stores that would definitely make things a lot better. And fast food restaurants were some of those. Places like Burger King. Who can forget the taste of...
Have it your way, bro.
Of Burger King back then. Do you remember that Burger King actually used to have a salad bar inside? I don't know if you remember this.
Yeah, I remember that.
Pizza Hut used to have a salad bar. That's when Pizza Hut used to make actually really, really good pizza.
Yeah, Pizza Hut used to be pretty good. I remember pizza, and so was Straw Hat.
Oh my gosh, you just brought back something that I had totally forgot. Straw Hat pizza. Now, I know if you're not in the United States, you won't know what these were, but Straw Hat was one of the biggest chains of pizza, and they were really good. They competed against another chain, which was Shakey's Pizza. Remember them?
Oh, yeah. Shakey's, baby.
Shakey's Pizza. We're famous for serving pizza, fried chicken, and potato wedges.
That's right. They had that, what was it, that lunch special? Bunch of lunch or something. Look at how many different markets are not around anymore in comparison to what the 80s had. We had Lucky's Market Basket.
Market Basket. I forgot about Market Basket. We had Safeway. Remember Safeway?
Safeway, yeah, dude. Alpha Beta.
Alpha Beta, that's right.
Super A. Very rarely do you see a Super A anymore.
Yeah, I haven't seen one in many years. And I know some parts of the country, they're still Safeway. Here in California, at least in Southern California, we don't have Safeways anymore. And Lucky's, those were gone a long time ago.
Lucky's is long gone, my brother. You can't even find a theater to walk in nowadays where it was like the old school theater. Just one movie. You can go up into a balcony and hang out and run around the big aisles with the pillars and everything to trip.
You know, it's crazy because even movie theaters, they've lost a lot of their flavor that they did have.
The luster that they had.
You know, I mean, in the 80s, that's when these big monolith type of theaters started coming out, you know, 30 theaters. But do you remember those local theaters that just had one or two rooms and that's it?
Yeah.
And you would just go there with your friends. Remember that one in Whittier, Uptown Whittier?
That was like one of the last places I think the earthquake took that bad boy down.
But that's still there, right?
You know what? No, it's not anymore. It's all kinds of different little, I believe it is a mechanic shop, maybe a furniture shop, little entities like that, but not even the structure itself is there anymore. The nostalgia of that block is gone.
I remember back when the movie Aliens came out. I remember my cousin took me to go see Platoon, and then we jumped from one theater to the next. There's only two movie theaters in there, and we saw Platoon, and then we went to go see Aliens.
For a while there, back in the 80s, man, they were heavy on war movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, the best war movies were from then. You know, they had Full Metal Jacket, Platoon, mm-hmm. You know,
Hamburger Hill.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's right.
Yeah, we're heavy on war.
Yeah.
America thrives on war and killing.
Unfortunately.
Amazing. But yet we proclaim we are of equality and freedom and peace.
You are listening to One and Only Back to the 80s Radio. It has been a blast coming back with you, Chang, to be on air, because that's where we belong, man. We haven't done this for a while. We're back. And starting next week, we can have a regularly scheduled program. So stay tuned, because we got lots of good stuff coming underway. Some top 10 lists for music, for movies, for all kinds of stuff. So you don't want to miss that here on Back to the 80s Radio. Thank you for tuning in to our show, and for sticking around here, for making us the number one 80s radio show on earth. So on behalf of myself, on behalf of Toscano, and we'll see you next week. Be safe out there.
As for me, the Chang, I want to wish you all a fantastic week. Remember, stay lifted and gifted, babies.
get each other's back. We are all we have. And until next week, I bid you all an hasta la vista, hasta mañana, hasta luego, adios, arrivederci, sayonara. To all my surfers, later, bro. And to all my homies in the barrio, órale.